Good morning and happy Sunday to you. It is Sunday, September the 22nd in the year of our Lord 2024. I am John David Walt and this is your wake-up call. Today we will dive deeply into the 23rd Psalm. Our entry is entitled The Good Shepherd. Our text is Psalm 23, Hear Now the Word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of the Lord. Now consider this from A Meditative Journey Through the Psalms by Timothy and Julie Tennant. If Psalm 22 ultimately points us to the cross of Christ, Psalm 23 points us to Christ as the Good Shepherd. It is an appropriate reminder for us as Christians who engage this psalm that Jesus is the one who walked among us as the Good Shepherd of the sheep. See John 10, 11, and 14. The peace of Psalm 23 is not rooted in outward circumstances or our passing emotions. The first verse of the psalm begins with an emphatic emphasis on the Lord. He alone is the source of all comfort and peace. He is the one who, quote, leads me beside quiet waters and who restores my soul, verses 2 and 3. The psalmist is not living in a spiritual vacuum. He is walking through the shadow of death, verse 4. But even there, the Lord is with him and guides him. Even in the presence of his enemies, the Lord spreads a table before him and anoints his head with oil. When the psalmist declares that goodness and love shall follow him all the days of his life, he foreshadows not a sequence of circumstances, but the very presence of the Lord himself, who embodies goodness and mercy in our midst. As Christians, we are reminded that we are his flock. We hear his voice, even under the clamoring din of the voices of unbelief and skepticism that surround us. The psalmist can only point to the deepest truth of the Good Shepherd, namely, that he lays down his life for the sheep, John 10, 11. The peace of the Christian, both now and in the new creation, is not a mere emotional moment of stillness. It is an everlasting peace that has been purchased at a great price. Now we're going to sing Psalm 23. I'm suggesting the tune More Can Be, which you will know as Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart. The Lord's my shepherd, I have all I need. He makes me lie down in the pastures green. Beside still waters, he doth gently lead, restores my soul when I upon him lean. We'll go a little lower. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake gives guidance unto me. Yea, though I walk through paths of darkest death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff give comfort unto me. You serve a feast in presence of my foes. My head anoint with oil for all to see. My heart is full and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and your mercy, Lord, will follow me for all my days and more. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, dwell in his house and presence evermore. Amen. Psalm 23. You know, most days I go over Psalm 23. It has been all the things it says as I rehearse it out loud. And it's become, you know, I think as I started going over Psalm 23, I felt like it was aspirational. It was like something I was seeking. And then the script kind of flipped for me some time back. And as I was going through it, I said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." And it was like something clicked in me. And it ceased to be aspirational. And it actually became actual, actualized, activated, real. I lack nothing. And the green pastures and the still waters and the deep restoration of my soul. It's like, this is happening. This is reality. It's not something I'm hoping will happen anymore. It's actually happening. And I don't know that I would have gotten there, but for the long journey of going over it every day, meditating on it day and night. I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you today. There's just no substitute for every day in the Word of God. I sometimes say bit by bit, day by day, the Word of God will light our way. Anyhow, it's Sunday. It's Resurrection Day. It's the Lord's Day. And we got to head to the house of God today. We got to head to the house of the Lord, the house of prayer, the fellowship of the saints, and sing together and pray together and hear the word of the Lord proclaimed today together. You know, you hear me say, if you want to win the week, you got to win Sunday. So let's go win Sunday today, right? You want to win the day, you got to win the morning. And I think we're winning it. We've won it today with Psalm 23. So I'll be back here tomorrow. We'll be back in Exodus. And we're on a journey, friends. It's a long one. And we're finding the pace of the Holy Spirit. We're walking together. The Lord is doing it for us, with us, in us, and through us. I'll see you at the house today. For The Awakening and for Timothy and Julie Tennant, I am J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.